How's everyone doing? I want to start off this rambling audio by, I guess, apologizing that it's coming out literally the last hour of the last day of February, but you can't tell me it didn't come out in February. If I'm being honest, I kind of also forgot that February only has 28 days, and so I've been working really hard the last few days to get the exclusive audio out, because I did write that script and record and edit and everything, and then along with everything else I'm working on, but I managed to do it, so that's pretty cool, I guess. But yeah, I have a list of some things that I want to talk about during this rambling update audio. So I guess I will just get into that now. So I'm sure it's not a surprise that I have a re-debut coming up. I have a new model. Emoshimo made my new model. She also rigged it. Her friend Kiyume did the hair for it. And it looks so good. Like, I know I'm biased, but it's insane. Honestly, it looks insane. And she tried so many new things on it that she had never did with any of her old models. The art and the rigging is just, it looks amazing. And I'm so excited to show it off at my re-debut stream. And I just have so much planned for it, and I've been working so hard trying to get everything together for it, because I just really want it to be super special. So yeah, something that I'm going into the re-debut stream with as well is a merch relaunch. So I did recently launch my Docky this month, so that is out. And available for purchase right now. So if that's something that you're interested in, it is. It's not a, like, super lewd drawing. It's not NSFW as far as, like, being naked or anything. It's in a cute little sleep set. It's really adorable. I really like it. So if that's something you're interested in, maybe it will make the immersion a little better. Feel free to go check that out. I will leave the link for it in the description box below in this Patreon audio. Also, so that's like part of the merch, but I'm reopening all my merch onto a new website. I'm not releasing the name of it yet because I don't want people going and snooping around yet. But it is pretty much set now. I'm pretty sure everything on the website is finished, so it's ready for release. And I'm gonna be releasing it with my re-debut. But yeah, I'm super excited. I have stickers, I have prints, I have sweaters, and I have hoodies, I have a mug. What else? A bunch of stuff. It looks really cool. I spent so long trying to get art from all these different places and different people. And if you know about getting merch and art from merch, you have to have commercial rights, so you can't just get it from anyone and not pay the additional fees for it. So it was a lengthy process and an expensive process, but it is done. I will be adding a few more things to the merch shop eventually, just because there are a couple more pieces, mainly prints that I want to add as like posters that I don't have back yet from the artists, and I don't want to rush any artists, so yeah. But I do want to go ahead and launch it with my re-debut. That being said, I also have more art coming for my re-debut. I have new overlays, different options of backgrounds that I purchased for the backgrounds of my ASMR streams. I'm in the process of getting assets such as microphones and stuff custom made, but unfortunately I was put on a waitlist for the artist I want, and so I'm still trying to work that out. We got a bunch of new emotes. I did go ahead and put the emotes on because they're so cute. I just couldn't not do that. So they're already active. You can use them in the Discord. You can use them in Twitch. They're super cute and I love the style so much. Let's see. What else do I have? I have animated chibi alerts that are going to be popping up instead of my usual Sanrio ones, even though I'm going to miss those, but it'll be cute to have custom official Stravi ones, so I'm excited for that. I did release the sub-only Minecraft server. It's been a while since that's been released, but I think that happened the beginning of this month, officially. It might have been the end of January, but I don't think I talked about it last time, so I didn't want to touch on that. We had one before, but it did get taken down because we lost a spot for it. So I am hosting this one myself. So I pay for it every month, so I don't have to worry about anyone canceling it for us. So if you are a sub on Twitch, and you're in the Discord server, make sure you look into the pinned messages in the sub-only chat to get information on how to join. I wanted to also talk about things besides my re-debut, because honestly I have so much going on. I started a Clipper channel with one of my friends. I haven't posted on it very much lately, and neither has she. We started out really strong, and we were really excited. And unfortunately, it's just, we've both been very busy. And I have definitely been struggling a bit with getting things taken care of, both in my real life and online. This month was very crazy for me and very emotional in a lot of different ways, and so that is stuff that I'm having to work on myself with my own like mental health and my own personal life. But I will say that I believe I've pretty much done just about everything that I have promised people for this month. This being one of the last things, and it will be going up at the last minute, unfortunately, but like I said, better late than never. But yeah, I wanted to touch on something else as well while I'm talking about all this stuff. So one of the things that I offer on my Patreon are bedtime stories, and I know I have not been delivering on those. And honestly, it's just because, I don't know, I'm not as passionate about that as other stuff, and I feel like I'm constantly working on audios and things like that, and personally, I'd rather put that extra time into either streaming or making more YouTube audios or Patreon audios. But I did change my Patreon tier for that, just that one part. I changed it from bedtime stories uploaded weekly to uploaded occasionally, so I'm really just kind of backing out from that promise to upload weekly because I just know that that's honestly too much for me, especially because I was posting them on Sundays for a long time. But then I recently started trying to stream on Sundays, and then mixing that with also having Sundays be a lot of, like, IRL stuff for me as well. It's kind of just, there hasn't really been a good day to sit down and record a bunch of bedtime story stuff. So unfortunately, that is not going to be happening as often as I wanted it to, but maybe I'll try to bring it back in the future, but as of right now, I think that's what's best, and just to be upfront with everyone about that. Also, I don't know if you can hear the noises outside, but they are so very annoying, oh my gosh. I record some stuff in the closet, especially for YouTube audios and the Patreon exclusives, but I'm just recording this at my desk, like where I stream, so there are lots of cars and apparently like helicopters, or I don't know, but it's always going back and forth. But also this month, I did release some exclusive like wallpapers on Patreon. I don't know if you guys were really interested in that, or if you would like more exclusive access to like more high quality art in the future, or even if you guys wanted to vote on a piece of art that I could provide as a wallpaper if anyone had any specific ideas of something. I definitely have some more art coming my way that would make for good wallpapers, I think, so it really just is up to you guys on if you would want that, but I'm more than willing to upload just about any of the art that I'm getting in the highest quality on Patreon for you guys if you want access to that, because I know I do post things on Twitter, but Twitter does totally ruin the quality of most art, unfortunately. I've been doing movie nights. I've been trying to do them one day a week in the Discord server. Every now and then it might end up not happening that week, but I am trying to do more of those. I feel like it's a good way for everyone to kind of get together and just hang out without me necessarily streaming. And then lastly, I wanted to just kind of briefly mention, it's also one of my sub-goals for my stream, but I am talking to someone about an original song. I'm not a singer, but I do love to sing, and I really think a song featuring my lore, because I am going to be presenting my lore in a pretty cute way, I think, during my re-debut. The song will be referencing some of my lore, but I will talk more about that if and when we hit the sub goal for it during the re-debut stream. But I am really excited for that. I'm just so excited for all the projects and ideas I have going forward. I've really, really, really been trying to save, especially with taxes coming up right now, and I'm in the middle of paying taxes right now, and it's kind of a lot as a content creator. So I've been trying to save as much as I could so I could spend it all on this re-debut and on everything. So yeah, I hope it all goes well. I'm super excited. I hope you guys are super excited. And even if you don't usually come to my streams, I do ASMR on stream as well, so if that's something you're interested in. Also, during the re-debut stream, I will be playing a bunch of different games, including hopefully Valorant, because I did do a fresh install of Windows 10 on my computer the other day with my mod Nilly. Shout out to Nilly, because I could not have did any of this stuff without him. But yeah, that's been a hassle too, kind of getting everything re-downloaded on my computer, because obviously with the fresh install came a total wipe of my computer, so I've been having to upload everything back, including all of my model and all of the toggles and everything, so. But yeah, I am really excited. Also, this is kind of like going along with my new model, but Man, the amount of toggles I've asked Emo to put on my new model is kind of crazy. And honestly, I think I might need a bigger stream deck. So I might end up putting it on my wish list. Or maybe making a dono goal for it eventually. Because my stream deck right now has 3, 6, 9, 12, 15 toggles, something like that. And I don't know if that's enough for my model. I'm gonna have to see. I'm getting a short hair, a pigtail toggle, long hair toggle. I have crying eyes, hard eyes, a pout face. I have my tongue sticks out. I have a jacket. I have my plushie toggle. I have a bunch of toggles on my tail toggle. So I'm gonna have to figure all that out. But those are things I will be doing in the coming days, which is also why my streaming schedule for this week is kind of light. Also because on Wednesday I'm hoping to see my family. I've kind of been neglecting. I don't want to say neglecting my family, but I haven't reached out as much as I would like to. I've been really working too hard. And it makes me feel really guilty, if I'm being honest, because I noticed I had not called my grandma in 10 days, which is not good because I used to live with her and like I would talk to her every day and I would go to her house like every weekend and I don't like that I'm working so much that I'm not talking to my family because I don't even think about it until it's like 1 a.m. because I just get so consumed in everything all day long. And that's part of, I feel like, the struggles I have as a content creator is I feel like I constantly have to keep making content in one way or another to keep everyone interested in me and not wandering off to find someone better. I know that sounds bad probably, but it is just a fear that I have that if I don't stream enough or I don't make enough YouTube content, that's gonna happen. And it's already started to affect my YouTube content, honestly, because this past month on YouTube, every video just does really, really bad in comparison to the rest of my videos. I know I still, you know, get a lot of views for the average person, but compared to how my views were last year, it is a little disheartening and a little, you know, makes you not want to, not necessarily not want to try as hard, but it makes you feel like what's the point in doing all this stuff and making an audio I love so much if nobody's even going to be able to enjoy it. But then so many people do enjoy it, but it's just, your brain gets used to things. And I recognize that I'm spoiled in a lot of ways. I have a really loving and caring and generous community, and your brain just gets used to things, and you get used to the algorithm playing in your favor on YouTube and getting relatively good views all the time, and then all of a sudden, I just like fear my channel's dying and there's like nothing I can do, and that's a really scary feeling. I really don't like it, but all I can do is keep uploading and keep trying my best and doing my best. And regardless, I have a core community that will stay and support me. And I know that. So that's all I really need. And people like you, because I'm assuming if you're listening to this, and you've gotten this far, you definitely are somewhat invested in my content. And for that, I want to say thank you. You being on just this tier alone helps in astronomical ways. I mean, I am doing this full time and I have to pay for rent and food and bills and my student debt, my crippling debt. But, and then also just like funding things back into this because I don't go crazy with art and everything, Recently, I have bought more just because, I mean, it is the re-debut and I needed art. But it is nice to be able to funnel money back into this, not only for me, but also just for the entire community. So, I know everyone else enjoys it, not only me. So, yeah. Okay, I think that's about everything I wanted to talk about. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. This was my February rambling audio, and I hope next month you don't have to wait until the very last day, very last hour to listen on time. But yeah, I will see you all very, very soon. Stay cute.